At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, my colleague and friend and co-host Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents. And we're very pleased to welcome Alex Trayman, CEO of the Jerusalem Bureau and Jerusalem Bureau Chief of the Jewish News Syndicate, to Washington and back. However, what's important here is Alex's observations of the speech by the Prime Minister before a joint session of Congress. Alex, a very good evening to you. The speech was thunderously well-received on video. I watched it on the Washington Post site. But you were there. You saw the effect of the Prime Minister's very careful rhetoric. What is your measure of the speech, and how was security? Because we were told that it was very heavy throughout Washington. Good evening to you, Alex.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Malcolm. Yes, security was very intense and has been very intense throughout the entirety of Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit. The response to the speech was incredible within the room. 57 standing ovations within about 60-something minutes of speech. At a certain point early on, we saw the people getting up and down and up and down, just constant applause lines, all hitting their mark. I think it was very clear to those that were in the room that the state of Israel has the overwhelming support of the leadership of the American people.
Malcolm?
I was there as well, and when you saw the reaction, was there anything that surprised you about the members of Congress's reaction, the attendance, the mood, which seemed to be pretty charged to me, but I was seated upstairs, and the in terms of how they received the content?
Yes, I was also seated upstairs in the press gallery behind the Prime Minister, so I had bird's eye view over, you know, the entire audience. I was sitting on the side of the Prime Minister where the Democrats were, so, you know, you would see how the Republicans basically dominated and supporters of Israel, you know, dominated, I'd say, 80% of the room. And would stand on each applause line. And then on the corner towards where I was sitting, you would see some of the Democrats remaining seated. But it was interesting to watch some of the other Democrats standing up with thunderous applause from amidst their backbenches. To me, it looked like, again, that the overwhelming majority of the people that were there received the speech extraordinarily positive. I also had a direct view of Rashida Tlaib, who was the most visibly upset Congress member during the speech. And I think that she also got the message that the American leadership overwhelmingly supports the state of Israel.
Alex, your trip to Washington this time and the trip in and the trip out, were you given to understand that there would be security issues, that there would be threats, that there'd be trouble? Or how were you prepared for this venture?
They didn't warn us specifically that they were expecting any danger, even though it's clear, you know, all throughout Washington, D.C., that there have been protests. There were protests outside the Watergate Hotel where the Prime Minister's staying, immense security outside the hotel. There were protests constantly outside the White House. You know, the press is staying closer to the White House, and we saw many protesters, including today, though a smaller gathering than what was at Union Station yesterday, where there were reports that protesters actually took down American flags and replaced them with Palestinian flags at the train station. I think that that's very important. It's not that these protesters are just protesters of the state of Israel, critics of the state of Israel. They replaced American flags with Palestinian flags. It's an important message to take home.
Malcolm, you were at Union Station. What did you see when you were there? You went through and went back out. What was your sense of the threat?
Yeah, when I was trying to escape the area, I did pass it. And the protesters, not students for the most part, were very agitated, very aggressive to people on the street. And the police even tried to shield me and were concerned that because of wearing yarmulke and to go on the streets there because others had been harassed physically. And they were very aggressive with the police. I saw clashes between the police, some of them from New York, who were helping to guard the perimeter of the White House. They actually, I think the police did a great job that there were no disruptions. But when they tore down the American, took down the American flag and then burnt it, that big flag that flies outside Union Station, I think that was a turning point that people began to see what this is about. We know the foreign funding. We know many of them are paid protesters. That is not to say all, but David pointed out that he heard 50 buses were hired to bring the people there. So somebody's paying for this. Somebody is organizing it. And I wondered if Alex, if you have heard anything about the sense of where the demonstrations are surprised, the fact that they invaded the prime minister's hotel in disgusting ways. Is it what you all anticipated, or were there any surprises in that regard?
Certainly that they would get inside the hotel, I think, is a big surprise because, you want that kind of distance and feeling of security maintained. And, you know, it was only a few weeks ago that former President Donald Trump and Republican candidate took a bullet in his ear. So certainly the mood is getting toward violent. And I think that the prime minister in his speech and the prime minister, he noted, as you mentioned, that many of these protests are being funded by Iran, that there was a plan to assassinate President Trump and former Secretary of State and former National Security Advisor by Iran. And that he also mentioned that political violence has no place in a democracy. And I think that that's true. But certainly when there's infiltrations like that, it really makes you look over your shoulder because you don't know who's in that hotel. If somebody could get in with a huge bag of maggots and other things, it obviously was big bags. You know, what else could somebody get into the hotel with?
We have about a minute or so, Alex. What were the high points for you in the prime minister's speech?
I think the most important part was to reestablish to the American public that the leadership of the United States supports the state of Israel. If you would be reading about his speech, if you would be reading about Israel's conflict in the Middle East, you would see only negatives and critical articles and headlines about the state of Israel. So, you know, I think that the prime minister got his opportunity to tell his side of the story. But the most newsworthy piece that he put on the table is that he wants to form a NATO-like style alliance called what he proposes to be called the Abraham Alliance, which will be of states in the Middle East, including those who Israel has made peace with, as well as those that Israel hopes to make peace with in the future, all to counter the malign activity and the nuclear influence of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Malcolm, we have a minute left. If you have a quick question.
Do you think that the administration is bound to that commitment too? Do they envisage that? The talk of Dahlan, the talk of others now being introduced, is this something coordinated with the administration?
30 seconds, Alex.
You know, I think that the prime minister made it clear that Israel doesn't want to go inside Gaza, you know, but they will maintain military presence there. They're looking for Palestinian leadership that's not opposed to the state of Israel. If they find it, they'll try to find somebody that can maintain a civil administration inside the Strip.
Alex Treiman, CEO and Jerusalem Bureau Chief for the Jewish News Syndicate, Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.